in the news, and on our website. Early sun exposure associated with reduced risk of MS. Researchers report that sun exposure during childhood was associated with a reduced risk of MS in a study of 79 pairs of twins in which one twin had MS. This study from investigators at Keck School of Medicine, Los Angeles, adds to a growing body of evidence suggesting that sun exposure may be protective against MS. Clinical trial of sex hormone estriol recruiting women with MS. In the first effort of its kind in MS, a team of investigators at seven medical centers has begun a two-year controlled clinical trial of the hormone estriol added to standard therapy to treat MS in 130 women with relapsing remitting MS. This clinical trial could lay the groundwork for a larger, definitive trial that could lead to a new treatment option for women with MS. This study is being funded by the National MS Society in partnership with the Society's Southern California chapter and the NIH. Women with relapsing remitting MS interested in the possibility of participating should consult with their physicians or contact one of the medical centers listed on our website. International collaborators identify new genetic risk factors for MS. The International Multiple Sclerosis Genetics Consortium has identified two new genetic variations associated with MS, completing the largest replicated whole genome scan for MS to date. In addition, two independent collaborating groups published papers confirming one of these gene variations. The findings point to potential mechanisms underlying the disease and present possible new targets for designing better therapies to stop the immune attack in MS. The Society and Harvard jointly raised $3.63 million to fund this study, all of the data from which are being made available publicly to spur future research. Possible target of immune attack in MS and new therapeutic approach identified. A new study by National MS Society-supported researchers suggests a small protein normally produced by cells to protect against injury may itself be the target of the multiple sclerosis immune attack. Researchers from Stanford University and other institutions report that administering the protein alpha-B crystallin to mice with a similar disease countered the effect, opening the door to a potential new therapeutic approach for MS. Betaseron, benefit, follow-up study results published. A published study shows for the first time that early treatments can slow the rate at which disability progresses in individuals who have had a first event suggestive of MS but who have not yet been diagnosed. The study is a follow-up to the completed two-year benefit study, in which treatment with betaseron, interferon beta-1b, was shown to delay the onset of clinically definite MS in people at high risk for the disease compared with people who did not receive treatment. In the three-year follow-up study, both groups are now receiving betaseron, and the study is assessing the impact of early treatment versus delayed treatment on progression. The first year's results of the ongoing follow-up study, funded by Bayer Schering Pharma, were reported by an international group of investigators in August. Read more news and details of these stories on our website, www.nationalmssociety.org/bulletins.